now and then, here and there, and always at sexpotcomedy.com.
Next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
The show takes place on the third Wednesday of every month at the Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado.
Hello, everyone. It's Ron Doyle. Our next live show is on Tuesday, October 13th at Tiger Tiger Tavern in sexy San Diego. The theme of the evening will be creeps. The show is free and starts at 8 p.m. You can find more details at thenarrators.org or on our Facebook page. Today's story comes from Rachel Pater. Rachel teaches writing to young adults at Futures Academy and the Community College of Aurora. She also insists that she's a huge hit with the moms. This story was recorded live on July 15, 2015 at Buntport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was Take a Hike.
So it was the summer of 2014, and I, like many women that year, had read the book Wild, and I decided to go on a hiking journey to, like, totally find myself. So if you're unfamiliar with the story, it's a narrative nonfiction. It's about a woman named Cheryl Strayed, who in 1995, at the age of 26, had lost her mother. She had ruined a long-term relationship, and she had developed an addiction to heroin. So like all stories about someone's life just like crumbling in front of you, it was hilarious. Just kidding. It was a heart-wrenching and yet an inspiring tale. But there are two problems with my trying to be like Cheryl Strayed at this point in her life when I was at a particular time in mine. My mom, for one, was alive, is alive. I think I really should call her. Just kidding. She's coming here next week. She's lovely. Her name is Marcia. What more do you need to know, really? So I had my mom, I had a stable relationship, and I didn't even have an interesting drug habit to kick. I know, some people get all the luck. So the other problem with this plan is that I really like people. I prefer people over non-human animals. I definitely prefer them over nature. And I think that people make for the best stories. I really, really like making friends. To illustrate, when I was growing up in Michigan, we went to this pool every summer, and it was great because there were a lot of vacationers that went to this pool, so there was always new kids that I could meet. And I would swim up to one, like, indiscriminately and ask if they wanted to be my pool friend for the day. I was like every little introvert kid's worst nightmare. I still am. So I had these two problems. But back to my not-so-heart-wrenching nor inspiring tale of the Colorado Trail 2014. So I had read up on the Colorado Trail, and I knew everything. I knew where I was going to sleep. I knew what I was going to eat. I knew how much ground I was going to cover every day. I also knew all of the trail jargon, in case anyone asked. I knew what base weight was. That's what your pack weighs before you add food and water. I knew that a trail name is something that you're given on trail, after which time you introduce yourself by that name every time you meet someone, a new pool friend. And I knew that a trail angel was someone who left trail magic, which was coolers of food and drink by a trailhead, just out of the goodness of their hearts. I'd shaved off most of my hair. I left about a half inch on my head. I had more hair on my legs than I did on my head, and I kind of looked like a silver fox, and I felt good about it. So it's day two, mile 13. I know that does not sound impressive after a story of going 500 miles. Oh, damn you, ultra runner. It's mile 13. I had just gone up 2,000 feet in elevation that morning, and I was on this ridge. I was overlooking. I could see for miles, and I saw down below the Platte River. And it was at this particular moment that I took a whiff, and I smelled my own BO so strongly. You know that feeling when you're like, oh, God, what is that smell? Oh, God, that's me. And it's the worst when you don't have an access to a shower because it literally just follows you everywhere. So I was so excited to jump into the Platte River. I knew I was going to jump in right when I got there. But I look at my guidebook, and it says it's 4 miles away. Again, 4 miles does not seem impressive, the 500 miles. But 4 miles, I was like, damn, is all these switchbacks. And so I start going down the switchbacks, and I'm trying to take my mind off everything, namely my own stench. And so I'm thinking about, you know, when I'm going to get my trail name, when I'm going to meet my first trail angel, if I'm ever going to say a sentence without the word trail in it ever again. And I get down to the riverbank, and I see this cooler, and it has a note on it. And it says, hi, my name is Tom. It's my 65th birthday, and I wanted to do something nice for you Colorado trail hikers. Enjoy. My first trail angel. I was so excited. So I open the lid, and there's a bunch of bananas inside. And it had been like 36 hours since I had had access to fresh fruit, so I was super excited. Grab a banana, and there was a bridge over the river, so I moved away from it a little bit, and I was so excited, I just tore off all my clothes, and I jumped in the river. It was a few minutes later, and I heard some people coming, so I got out of the river, and I just put on my shorts kind of casually, and I had my back to the bridge, and I hear someone call out, hey, Tom! Thanks for the bananas. And I look over my shoulder to see a woman with her hand over her eyes, and she was squinting. I was still confused, but she saw me and doubled down, and she said, happy birthday, Tom. And I realized at this moment that this woman thought that I was a 65-year-old man sharing my birthday bananas with the world. I told this story to a new trail friend that I met later on that day, and she gave me my trail name that I had to introduce myself the rest of the trail, which was Tom the Birthday Boy, but you can call me Tom for short. So the rest of the trail, honestly, and full disclosure, I did not go the whole way. It's 485 miles, and I don't care what they tell you, hiking is a lot like walking, and it's so boring. I cut out halfway. I made it 220 miles, whatever. But most of the stories that I would tell you were about people. There was a woman who was from Canada, and she had hiked all of, she was 24, she had hiked all of the long distance trails in the US and Canada besides the Colorado Trail. And this was her magnum, what's that called? Magna opus something? I'm an English teacher, I should know that. There was this other guy, he was in his mid-70s, and he was supposed to hike the Colorado Trail the year before, but he was barefoot hiking in Fort Collins that year, 2013, and he got bit by a rattlesnake on his foot, and he didn't realize it, and he spent many days in the hospital and then 3 months on bed rest, so he did the Colorado Trail the next year in his 70s. There were a whole other host of characters introduced to me by way of hitchhiking. There was one gentleman in particular who picked me up, and before we started moving again, he had to blow zeros into the breathalyzer that he had in his console, which sounds dangerous, but he was actually the only person that gave me a ride who I knew was sober. So it's kind of counterintuitive, you know. Okay, fast forward. It was December 2014, and the movie Wild had just come out in theaters. So I'm so excited, and I go to the Esquire Theater, and I'm standing outside. It's December. It's Denver, so I'm wearing the mandatory Denver uniform of puffy jacket and beanie, and I'm waiting to get in. And there's this guy, and he's crouched up against the wall of the Esquire, and he looks very peculiar. And he's kind of like threatening people in mass, but no one is paying much attention. And to be honest, what went through my mind was maybe he's like a prop for the theater. This is a weird theater, right? The Esquire. And so I didn't pay him much mind. And I'm so excited to get in. And the line starts moving. And the guy zeroes in on me for some reason. And he tells everyone else in line, "That guy," he says, pointing at me, "is not getting in." And I was like, "Fucking seriously, dude?" And I look at him. And okay, I work with high-risk youth all day, so I've developed a very social worker, like, don't lose your shit tone. So I'm ready. And he says, "Don't take another step." And I told him, "I'm going to go in the theater. What you do is up to you." And so I took a step, and I swear to God, he wound up and threw a full styrofoam cup of coffee at my person from point blank range. Now, the coffee was not hot. That is still very unpleasant. And it hit me on the shoulder as I turned away, and it sprayed up my face and into my beanie. And the next thing I know, I'm being rushed into the Esquire, and managers are patting me down my puffy jacket with napkins, and they're saying they're so sorry, and can we offer you complimentary tickets? And so if you ask me if I enjoyed the movie, I had other things on my mind, being physically assaulted outside of the theater right before it started, but also I just really wanted to reach through the screen and give Reese Witherspoon a goddamn hair tie. Anyone else? That hair in her face the whole time? Whew, that's not how Cheryl Strayed did it. So as I left the theater, though, I was re-inspired and reinvigorated by the story. And I thought about all the folks I had met on trail and how happy I was that I had crossed paths with them. And I was happy, too, that I had crossed paths even with the hostile coffee thrower, because he made for a really good story. And as I went up to the attendant to claim my complimentary tickets for the next time I would go there, she said, "I'm so sorry. I heard what happened to you. I'm so sorry. Can I get your name?" And I told her. But what I was really thinking was, "Tom the birthday boy. But you can call me Tom for short." Thank you.
That was Rachel Painter. All right.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Aaron Rollman, Mary Robertson, and me, Ron Doyle. I produce and record the podcast with engineering assistance by Josh Johnson. And our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal.
The Narrators podcast is brought to you by these amazing sponsors.
The great guys at Illegal Pete's and Greater Than Records, who in addition to providing rad burritos all over town, provide great local music and comedy.
The next time you need a photographer, remember From the Hip Photo. You can learn more about their honest and unforgettable service at fromthehipphoto.com.
Check out the appropriately named Sexy Pizza on their website, sexypizzaonline.com.
And finally, by Breckenridge Brewery, making balanced, approachable, and interesting handcrafted beers in Colorado for over 25 years. Check them out at breckbrew.com. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on your favorite mobile podcatcher. For more information and to find past episodes, visit thenarrators.org.
Thanks for listening.